all, good morning. In the grand scheme of things, today, Super Bowl Sunday. doesn't mean a whole lot. It's just entertainment. Remember that, just entertainment. Have a good time and go Falcons. Okay. But it's a nice day out there. It's good to see everybody here on sacred and holy ground. And in this moment, let's take our busy schedules, our plans for celebration today, all of the work that needs to be done this week, including our doctor's appointments and everything. Let's pack it all up and let's leave it outside the sanctuary. And in this moment here, let's make it all about the cross, all about Jesus. We are in God's living room. So ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart that you may worship him in spirit and in truth this service. It is good to be here. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you that we're two or more gathered together in your name. There are you in the midst of them. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming here to abide with us, to be our God, for us to be your people. Thank you for caring about us and loving us, for being gracious and slow to anger, for being merciful. Blessed be your holy name. And we pray for the anointing of your Holy Spirit to be upon us and all that we do here, that it would be pleasing unto you and life-changing to all of us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and open up our eyes that we may see the truth. Come and convict us, Lord, of the things that we have done wrong. Come and fill us with a hunger for your holy word and an overwhelming desire to seek your kingdom first in every area of your lives. Come, Holy Spirit, that our lives will make a difference in the world around us. We pray that what we do here is pleasing unto you and life-changing to us. Fill us with your love, one for the other, and especially with love for you. But we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass the peace of Christ to one another.
Good morning, everyone. Our memory verse for February is at the top of the bulletin. It is Matthew, so let's repeat it through twice. Matthew 6:12. And forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Matthew 6:12. And forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Moments of informality. There is a correction in the bulletin on the sub-sale that's going to be held for the camp Sunday. The subs are 12 inches long, so that's really a bargain, not 6 inches long, so note that. Also note that this Wednesday at 1 o'clock we have our Bible study. I attend that. It's a very nice Bible study conducted by Pastor Bruce. Would love to see more of you there. Also note that we do need a youth minister. The SPRC committee is going to be interviewing a couple people this Tuesday, but if any of you know of anyone who is in this ministry, please let them know that we'd like to talk to them. Also, our clean out the church has been ongoing. And on February the 15th, down in the mezzanine, we're going to have all interested people of our church down to give their opinion on what we need to keep, what we don't need to keep, and the final status of all those items will be determined on that day. That's February the 15th at 6 p.m. Diane, do you want to talk about the talent show? Okay. We're still looking for talented people. We're going to pass that clipboard again. And as Diane said last week, it goes back much too quickly. Nobody feels like they're talented. But I'm going to start it back in a little bit. Are there any other announcements? Okay. I'm going to start it back, but being none, let's prepare for worship. Call to worship is Psalm number 112, found on page number 833 of your hymnal. We will recite responsively verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who greatly delight in God's commandments.
Their descendants will be mighty in the land. The generations of the upright will be blessed.
Wealth and riches are in their house, and their righteousness endures forever.
They rise in the darkness as a light for the upright. They are gracious, merciful, and righteous.
It is well with those who deal generously and lend, who conduct their affairs with justice. Our hymn is God, You Give Us Resurrection, and it is an insert in your bulletin. Please remain standing.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Who loves us? Okay, cool. Yes, Jesus loves us bunches and bunches. You know what? And Jesus wants us to love each other. And you know how Jesus wants us to love each other? The same way Jesus loved us. Yeah, we're supposed to love each other so much. And how do we find out how Jesus loved us? Where do we go to find that out? Church, that's right. Church, Sunday school, the Bible. The Bible tells us all about how Jesus loved us and how we are to love one another. So it's important that we learn that. Because we need to make a difference in this world. And let me show you what I'm talking about. I need two volunteers. Yes, Barb. All right. Come on up. I need one more volunteer. What? Okay. Just stand right up here, face the congregation. Okay. Tell me if there's a difference. You guys tell me if there's a difference, all right? First, hi, how are you?
Good, yourself?
I'm good. And your name is?
Chris.
Yeah, my name's Bruce. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Good morning.
And your name is?
Barb.
Barb. Oh, my name is Bruce. Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Hey, come on. Let me go with you here. How have you been?
Oh, been good.
Do you need anything?
I need lots of things.
Do you? I tell you what.
Right now, I'm good.
Right now?
I feel very fulfilled and needy right here, right now.
Why don't you make a list of stuff you need, and I'll see what we can do about getting that taken care of. And listen, any time that we can do anything for you, you just let us know. Is that all right if I pray with you?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would pour out your spirit upon Barb and bless her and meet all of her needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Touch her, Lord, with a healing touch, for the chastisement of her peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes she is healed. She has favor with God and man. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Barb, you know, here's my phone number and my card, and if there's anything at all I can do for you, anytime you know.
I know I can count on you.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, thank you. Yeah. Okay, so.
Don't worry, I'll be praying for you.
Thanks, appreciate that. So which one was I a Christian to? You know, you might say both, but I was really the Christian here, wasn't I? Went the extra mile. If I was called to walk a mile with her, I'm going to walk too. If I was called to give her my shirt, I'm going to give her my coat also. You see, that's what the Bible tells us. That's how we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to go out of our way for each other. Doing this, everybody does that. Whether they believe in Jesus or not, this is no big deal. This is a big deal, getting to know the person and helping them out and loving them. That's the way we're supposed to love one another. That's what we're supposed to do for our friends and for family and even for people we don't know. We're supposed to love them and help them so that they too will love Jesus. Thanks, guys. So let's huddle up here and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and fill us with your love so that we'll love others the way Jesus loved us. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.
What?
Our Old Testament reading is from the book of Isaiah regarding the true law of the fast. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of God. They ask me for just decisions. They seem eager for God to hear them. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed? Yet, on your day of fasting, you do as you please. You exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast that I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and lying in sackcloth and ashes? Is this what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is this not the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice, untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry, and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I." Thus ends the reading of the Old Testament today. Would the ushers please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. We give to you, Lord, these tithes and these offerings. We give to you, Lord, the sacrifice of praise. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply these offerings. Use them, use us as you see fit for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ to our hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. I'll take this moment to bless the ministry of the food bank, since today is Super Bowl Sunday, S-O-U-P-E-R. Okay. These were the donations made today. You may have remembered, you may have not. You can bring in donations for the food bank at any time and drop them off at the office. The food bank serves how many?
Up to 135 families.
Up to 135 families. And it is definitely one way where we make a difference as a church through the ministry of the food bank. So if you would be in a word of prayer with me, if you'd bow your heads, if you'd step over here, Phil, let me get in between you. Okay, we're going to pray for Phil and Sandy because and Missy, they're the backbone of the food bank, but a lot of you others are too. There's a lot of you that put in your time and hard work there. So let's pray right now for that ministry. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up Phil and Sandy and Missy and the rest of the workers, volunteers, Lord, who work in the food bank. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch them and bless them, pour out your spirit upon them. I pray, Lord, that you would bless this offering of food, that it would nourish the people who partake of it. Most of all, God, I pray that for all of those who partake of the ministry of the food bank, that they would experience the love of Christ. I pray, God, that they receive the message loud and clear that this church cares, that we love them. So bless all those involved with the food bank. Bless the food bank ministry, Lord, that it would all be pleasing unto you. For we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Joys and concerns. Our food bank is certainly a joy. We had five students in confirmation class this morning, which was nice, praise the Lord. Told them next week for confirmation class, after we get together and have a word of prayer and scripture reading, then they're going with Phil, and Phil is taking them on a tour of the church to look into every nook and cranny, talk about the ministry done there. What choice do we have? What is it? Food on the table. Okay. That song this morning was a joy. It was beautiful. Dolls? A job. A job. Our granddaughter, she's a little over a year, about a year and a half. Jordan, she's coming to visit us today, bring her parents. That's nice. Other joys? Thank you. My personal favorite, indoor plumbing. They mentioned that first service also. Yes. Where would we be without it? We'd be outdoors. But visits. I had some nice visits this past week. I enjoy visiting. Schedule's kind of crazy, but if you want to visit, let me know. Anybody else have a joy? I was going to mention that in concerns, but yeah. Yeah, the first 38 were the toughest, but yeah. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Break out your pens and your pencils, scraps of paper, bulletins, and jot down your prayer homework for the week. Or for however long God holds you to it. It might not be a week, might be more. We want to pray for our church, for the ministries here, that we don't want to be a club. Last thing we want to do is be a club. We want to be a church, the body of Christ. We want to make a difference in the world. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders, regardless of who's in office, how you feel about that. We want to pray for our country and our country's leaders at all levels of the government. We want to pray for everybody who's traveling. And Don was feeling ill yesterday, went to the emergency room, and they have kept her for observation. So pray for Don. There's a Dolores and an Allison and a Jim. Dolores, Allison, Jim. Men and women in the military, their families, our first responders, law enforcement. Somebody this morning had a cancer concern. A cancer concern. Got a phone call this morning from a fella. Just got out of prison and wants money to be able to get home to St. Paul, Minnesota. You know, I never know whether these things are real or not. It's so hard. So I would ask for your prayers for that fella. His first name is Wayne. And pray for me for a spirit of discernment. And make sure we pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. Anybody else? Okay, pray for Pam. Okay.
My family has, we've had a hairdresser for 30-some years, but her mother is in the hospital. She's got to be in her mid-80s, and it's looking like stage 3 cancer hit very quickly, and she's not doing well.
Her first name?
Honestly, I know her as Mrs. Golick.
Okay.
I can't think of her first name.
Mrs. Golick. Anybody else? Mrs. Golick, Pam, and the other list here. If you have an unspoken request, raise your hand. Lots of hands. God sees those hands and knows the details. So for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, thank you for our blessings. For our concerns, God, we lift them up into the light and love of your presence. We cast our cares upon you, and we stand upon your word. that tells us, if God be for us, who can be against us? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, God will draw near to you. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. It is written. It is written, and that settles it. It is the word of God. And for that, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Let us hear this word of the Lord. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. JNDP. JNDP. Anybody take psychology? Major in psychology? I took psychology at Waynesburg University. Well, it was Waynesburg College then. Horse-drawn buggies, carriages, yeah. Way back when. Yeah, outdoor plumbing, yeah. JNDP, or JND, either way. JND stands for Just Noticeable Difference. JNDP is Just Noticeable Difference Perception. You know, if somebody had perfume on, and depending on how much perfume they put on it, you might notice it, you might not. So somebody's wearing perfume. There are some folks that, you know, you know they're coming before they ever get there. Okay, can we talk here? I mean, you know. There are some people who like a lot of perfume. And there are people who walk by that, whoa, you know, and they can be way down the hall and you can still smell them. Personally, I like that. I tend to wear a lot of cologne. Bonnie, on the other hand, strong smells give her a headache. She doesn't like the strong stuff. But I grew up with a mother who sold Avon. You know, so that explains it, right? Strong smells. I mean, you know, and I like that stuff. But the point at which you can first notice the perfume, That's called JNDP. That's your just noticeable difference perception. Another way to put this, if you were to put your hands out and I were to put sand in each hand, and then I were to start adding sand to your right hand, some more sand. Okay, they still feel like the same weight, but you got more sand here. At that moment, when you realize this hand is heavier, that's called just noticeable difference perception, JNDP. Okay, just a technical term in psychology. It's like the TV, you know. Somebody says, turn the TV up, you know, and they turn it up a little bit, and you still can't hear it because you haven't reached the just noticeable difference perception yet. So they turn it up until you can hear it consistently. Then you've reached the just noticeable difference. It just becomes something that you are aware of at that point. It's like light. If the room were all dark and we were to light a little candle, you would notice it right away. But if the room were real bright and we were to light a candle, you might not notice it right away. It would take a while for you to become aware of it. It's that just noticeable difference. So fancy term, right? JNDP. And it's different for everybody. My question is, what is our JNDP as Christians? When is it noticeable to others that we're different? It was like what the thing we did with the children's chat. Everybody's a nice guy, you know. Brian, Keila, you guys are a handsome couple, you know. Yeah, guys are. Pardon?
Then you're a good Christian.
How you feeling?
Feeling,
yeah. Some days are better than others.
That's true, but that's true for everybody.
Okay. And you're going to do quilling for talent show? Deb's going to do quilling for the talent show. Show us how to quill. That's not really helpful, is it?
Yeah,
no. Yeah, yeah. And it's something fascinating she does on paper. She's going to show us how she does that. It's a craft. So she's part of the talent show as well. You know, it'll be a lot of fun. Even if you're not doing something that night, you need to come out. But did you guys need anything? Is there anything? You know? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, pray that you would bless Deb. Touch her with a healing touch, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Bless her and the family, Lord. Wrap your arms around them. Whisper in their ears that you love them. Watch over them and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that simple. What makes a difference? You go to a restaurant to eat. One family just digs right in. The other family grabs hands and prays. Just noticeable difference. You know that family is different. Probably Christian, though not just Christians pray, but... But when you go out of your way to do something extra for somebody, and you make sacrifices, we've got to make a difference in this world. We are called by Christ to be the people who turn the world upside down. We cannot leave it the same that we have found it. Just noticeable difference. So when we talk about being the salt of the earth, we've got to ask ourselves, how much salt is enough? Bonnie does not cook with salt. And why doesn't she cook with salt? Because I salt everything automatically. Before I even taste it, I put salt on it. Just a habit I have. So she doesn't cook with salt. But how much salt is enough? Let our light shine. A city can't be hidden on a hill. Its light's going to shine. How much light is enough? When is enough enough? When is being kind and good to somebody? When have we done enough to to make a difference, to be noticed. We make a mistake when we ask ourselves when we've done enough. See, when we ask ourselves, we do enough till it starts to feel uncomfortable, and then that's enough. You know, this is uncomfortable, I'm not feeling good about this, I've done enough. When what we need to be doing is asking God, is this enough? Have I done enough? We need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to ask the Spirit to guide us. Because sometimes we're called to give a lot more than what's comfortable. A lot more. Sometimes not so much. But it's not up to us to make a noticeable difference in the world. It is up to God. I shared this illustration with you before, and I didn't know if I'd shared it with you or not. Bonnie couldn't remember if I shared it with you or not, so I shared it this morning, and I got told I shared that before. But it was worth hearing again. So, years ago, when I was at Cochranton United Methodist Church up towards Erie, right outside of Meadville, it was a Sunday, and we were having company coming up, and I needed to go into Meadville, 11 or 12 miles away, to get groceries. It was a cold, dreary, rainy day, and I went into Meadville. I bought the groceries, turned around, and I'm headed back home. I get about halfway home, and it's on Route 322. It's a highway that runs along east to west, right past our parsonage. I get halfway home, and there's a man, a young man, walking with his head down towards Meadville in the rain, no raincoat, no umbrella. As soon as I went past him, I just felt like God said to me, pick him up. And I said, yeah, but I got groceries in the car. I got to get home. Pick him up. And all of a sudden, there's a driveway. So I pulled into this driveway, turned around, and went back. And I'm thinking, oh, come on. But he just tell me, no, you don't want to ride. So I pulled up, hey, you want a ride? Yes, I'll take a ride. Okay, he gets in the car. He's wet. Ask him, what's the problem? Okay, well, what do you need? Buddy, what's going on in your life? So he tells me this big, long story. He's married. His wife took out a PFA against him the day before. He came home from work, and she met him outside and said, you're not allowed in the house. I got this PFA against you. Here's some of your clothes. Get out of here. Leave me alone. Then I said, did you abuse her? He said, never. He said, I never laid a hand on her, honestly. Did you verbally, emotionally abuse her? He says, no. He says, I love my wife. He said, I don't understand this. He says, finances have been tough. He said, but I didn't do anything. He says, I love her. And I said, I don't know what to tell you. And we got near Meadville, and I thought, okay, just get this over with. I just said, hey, do you want Jesus in your life as your Lord and Savior? He said, yes. Wow. You know, I mean, I was real abrupt, and he just said yes. So we had prayer, dropped him off. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to stay at a men's shelter tonight. I said, okay. Left. I got three blocks away, and God said, not enough. I said, okay. Turned around. I went back, caught up to him. He got back in the car. I said, listen, here's a blanket that I carry in my car. Take that with you. Here's a Bible. Read that every day. I said, start with the Gospel of John. Read it three times, and then read a little bit every day. He said, okay, thank you. Got out of the truck, turned around. I headed back towards Cochranton. I didn't get three blocks away again, and God said, not enough. I said, I've got ice cream here, God. God said, not enough. I turned around. I went back, caught up to the guy again. He came over to the car, and it had stopped raining. I said, listen, here's my business card. If this doesn't work out for you tonight, you get a hold of me, and I'll find somebody for you to stay with, one of my parishioners. I'll find somebody for you to stay with. And he said, thank you. And he left, And I left, and I had complete peace. And I went home. The next day at work, a policeman comes in, wants to talk to the pastor. So he comes over to me, and he says, "Do you know so-and-so?" I says, "The name's a little familiar." And then he says, "Well," he said, "this fella gave me this card." I said, "Oh, that's my business card." He says, "Yeah, he said he was with you yesterday." I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "We were together yesterday." I says, I took him into Meadville. And he said, "What time was that?" And I told him. And he said, "Okay." He says, "That's all we needed to know." He says, "His wife said that he violated the PFA yesterday. We thought she was lying, and it turns out she is. It wasn't his fault. We got him down at the jail." He says, "I'm going down and let him go." When is enough enough? When God says it is. Because God has a plan. God may take us into a real uncomfortable place in our lives. But it's all about God. It's not about us. So that just noticeable difference, we should be doing that all the time, the way we treat people. We don't treat one another like every run-of-the-mill. We're not Buddhists. We're not Jehovah Witnesses. We're not Muslim. We're not. We're Christians. We are Christians, and we are to act differently. We are to love one another the way Jesus loved us. And that's to go the extra mile, to go out of our way, to make sacrifices, to put somebody else's interest ahead of our own. So let's make a difference. So when you think you've done enough, take a moment and ask God, "Is there more you want me to do? Is this enough?" God loves you, and so do I. If you will turn in your hymnals to page 15, Service and Word of Word and Table 3, and follow along. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise to the Lord God Almighty, who saved us, who sent his Son to die for us. For God loved us so much, and he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. We aren't going to die because God loved us that much for that mighty act of salvation. We truly thank God. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And on that night that Jesus would be betrayed, he met with his disciples to celebrate the Last Supper, the Passover meal, and to institute a new ceremony. And during that meal, Jesus took that bread. And after he had blessed that bread, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless this bread, that it would be for us the body of Christ, he broke that bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, which is given for you." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And after he had blessed that cup, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the cup of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and drink you all of this. For this is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." He said, "As often as you do this in remembrance of me." Of how much he loves us. This new ceremony that makes a difference in the world, a difference in our lives. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. Mold us and shape us into the new creatures in Christ that you would have us be. Come, Holy Spirit. Come into this church, come into our homes, into our hearts. Come, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, if we have the ushers, please. You may kneel or stand. It's up to you. Take a piece of the bread and hold on to it. This is his body, which has been given for us. Sacred, holy body. The body of the Son of God. God himself. The Word made flesh, Jesus, given for us in sacrifice. He made more than just a difference. He made a huge difference in our lives, in the world. His body given for you, take and eat. The cup, take a cup and hold on to it. This is the cup of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the propitiation for our sins, the Lamb of God, the only sacrifice needed to take away our sins. This cup is a cup of love, for he held nothing back but gave every drop of his blood for us. And while he was on the cross, you were on his mind. His blood shed for you, take and drink. And then rise and go in peace and make a difference in the world. Pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for meeting us in communion, for hugging us. And we pray. We pray, Lord, that your grace would be sufficient in our lives, that we would make a difference at home, at work, in our communities. Come, Holy Spirit, make it happen for your honor and glory and praise. Thank you for communion. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn in our hymnals to number 585 and stand and sing This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine. So whose life do you need to make a difference in today, this week? Yeah, everyone. Don't forget, when it starts to feel uncomfortable, don't stop, but ask God, is this enough? Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon us and fill us with your boldness, God, to go the extra mile, to make a difference in somebody's life for the sake of Jesus Christ. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.